Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I've got an excellent interview feature this evening from Montreal's Alicia Hush, and I will get to that shortly. But first, let's head off to this week's Tracks of the Week. For the first one, we'll head down to Uruguay for Frankie Rizzardo's mix of Luciano Garrido's latest, Never. Enjoy this.
Well, my
Okay, a couple of great tracks there. Finishing up with Joris Voorn's newest, it's titled The City. Those are definitely worth another spin, so check them out. On to the feature for this episode. I was fortunate to be able to interview live performer and producer Alicia Hush, all the way from Montreal. Have a listen as she transports us into the world of minimal and deep tech house. Enjoy this. Okay, this is DJ Wah speaking to Montreal-based DJ and producer Alicia Hush. She's been a regular feature of the Montreal club scene for over a decade, having played multiple clubs in the city, including the globally renowned Stereo Nightclub. She's also played gigs throughout Canada and in far-off locales like Mexico, Italy, and Germany. To add to this, she's also been released on a number of iconic labels like Synosure, Klangschleiben, and her own Hushland project label. It's my pleasure to be speaking to her. This is Alicia Hush. To begin with, how would you define your sound?
Well, I have two projects. So the Alicia Hush project, I would describe it as minimal house, but that's kind of a loose term. And then the other project I do under Felicia Lush is more of a down-tempo experimental sort of thing.
Is there anything about growing up in Ontario and spending time in Montreal that inspired you to go off in this musical direction?
Yes, actually, I'm from a city called Kitchener, which is in Ontario. And when I was a teenager, there was actually this like really awesome rave scene happening right in the city, and tons of artists who've inspired me today, such as Mike Shannon. You know, he was there as I was growing up, and he's actually one of my main reasons for starting to do my own live sets. And Kitchener being so close to Toronto, you know, I was there all the time, you know, raving and so on. And then I guess when I got to my late 20s is when I started driving to Montreal to go to parties here. And then I moved to Montreal about 8 years ago.
What is the difference between the scenes in the two cities?
Well, the reason I moved to Montreal is because I feel like the music scene here is sort of recognized. It's just more recognized. Like, for example, MuTech is one of my favorite festivals, and I've been going to MuTech every year for years and years. You know, there's Igloo Fest and Picnic, just chances for people to be dancing together without having to, I don't know, it just feels different than like a club scenario, where in Toronto it's very much like, it just feels very club scenario. There was a certain underground sort of feeling lacking for me in Toronto, which is also kind of why I moved. Thank you.
Can you tell me about a time when you realized this was going to be more than just a hobby and was actually morphing into a legitimate career for you?
Well, I started DJing when I was about 19. And it was just for fun. My brother and I bought turntables and we would play in our parents' basement for hours and hours. And then I met this group of friends who were doing little parties in Kitchener and Waterloo. And I kind of picked up DJing pretty quickly. And then I would play at these parties and I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. That I could like make people dance, and just gigs started happening. They started coming. It was really hard at first, especially being a girl at the very beginning. You know, I was chasing money. I was getting ripped off. It was different. But yeah, I never planned on being, a music artist like as a career. But it just everything just kept sort of falling into place. And yeah, I'm super grateful.
So that gets me to a question I was going to ask way later because you kind of mentioned it there. As a female, do you ever face chauvinism or discrimination in this profession?
Yeah, at the beginning, I really did. You know, it was very, very difficult. I was being booked only because I was a girl, and the promoter wouldn't even really know what kind of music I was playing. So that always ended up in really bad situations. But right now there's just tons and tons of amazing women artists, and I don't know, it just feels easier now, less bullshit to deal with. Thank you.
So with COVID altering the live performance aspect of the past year, have you had to come up with alternative ways to share your music and mixes with clubbers?
Yeah, like, at the beginning of this, there was a lot of streaming going on, which was super fun. Kind of filled the gap a little bit, but obviously nothing compares to a room full of smiling, dancing bodies. So I've kind of just been focusing on making music in the hopes that when this somehow passes, I'll be playing shows again with all this new stuff I've been creating.
I was looking online, and I apologize, it might be Mutek. I was looking online at a festival that had you scheduled to play there during the summer, but it also looked like it might be being postponed again. Is that the sort of thing you're hoping to play at?
Mutek did happen, which was amazing. But yeah, there I had a really nice summer tour planned in Europe, and that hopefully we'll be back again someday. That was a big bummer for sure.
Okay, what is the Hush Lam project?
Hush Lam, we started off through doing events. So obviously I'm Alicia Hush, Sarah, and then there's Sarah Lam, who is my best friend. So yeah, we first started doing parties in Toronto. Then we moved to Montreal relatively around the same time. We did some events here, which were awesome. But, you know, it's not easy doing events in, you know, random locations. We got sound tickets and all sorts of stuff like that. So we decided to focus more on the actual label. So we started the label in 2014. Yeah, so it's just a chance for us to sort of highlight artists we love, up-and-coming artists we love, more popular artists we love. It's a chance for us to sort of just kind of do anything we want, any type of music. It's all electronic, obviously, but it could be any type of electronic music. This year, we're sort of focusing more on female artists. So that's the goal. I've put out a few releases of mostly local female artists.
Okay. How did you approach making an album versus making EPs or just tracks?
Well, I started the album right at the beginning of COVID. I was like, okay, I really need something to focus on. And because the Felicia project is kind of more experimental, like I'm just really taking my time with it. All the tracks are completely different. I don't even know what genre they are. But yeah, it's just kind of a really nice way to express myself in different ways than like 4/4 dance music.
Okay, easy enough. Did you collaborate with anyone on this?
I have a couple different vocalists. And so far, yeah, so far just vocalist collaborations.
When you are performing, when gigging is a thing again, what's the live performance setup that you use and why? Like, are you just CDJs?
I am just using my laptop with Ableton and two controllers. So I'm just pretty much like launching individual sounds. In my set, I have everything broken down into like its instrument, like kick and bass and hi-hats and clap and synth and weird pad, and that's kind of how I lay it out.
Okay, and is it just completely organic, or do you sort of have a sense of where you're going to go before you start playing?
I have a sense of where I can go, where I want to go. It allows for me to be a little loose. Like, I can go to different places if I need to, but I usually have a pretty, like, I know where I'm going to go, hopefully.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR. I'm DJ Waugh, and this is Techno Progressivo. That was the first part of my interview with Alicia Hush. Last track there was titled Whippersnapper. Full track listing and a large collection of Alicia Hush web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Check those out, and now we're on to part two of the interview. When you are producing, which DAW do you produce with?
With Ableton.
Okay, and why?
That's just what I learned from the very beginning, and for me, it just makes the most sense. I couldn't imagine learning something new at this point. Like, I think it's too late.
Okay. Do you use mostly the Ableton plugins, or do you have a lot of the out of the box VSTs and stuff that you use?
I use a lot of just what comes with Ableton. I'm always looking for sort of cool free VSTs to try out, but I really learned to get exactly what I want out of Ableton itself. So, yeah. And I use a lot of like field recordings and stuff like that too.
Okay. Do you ever use outboard gear, or are you strictly on like electronic?
I have always been using Ableton just on its own. Sometimes I'll record other people's hardware. But yeah, mostly software person. I just bought a synth. It's actually the first synth I've ever bought, the Arturia Microfreaks, which I'm just still trying to teach myself how to use right now, but I'm loving it.
When you started out, what aspect of production did you find most challenging?
I guess mixing things down, like making the levels work or making appropriate levels, volumes. When I listen to old things, I'm like, how did I not realize that hi-hat was so annoyingly loud? Like, yeah, it's been a huge learning process, mixing down my own music.
Okay. And do you feel like you're pretty good at it now?
People think I am, so I take their word for it. Okay. I've had decent comments about that, so I think I'm doing okay.
When you start producing or making tracks, do you have a vision in your head of what's going to come out, or you just kind of sit down and make it happen as it kind of happens?
I used to just sort of start from scratch, from nowhere, with no ideas, and just start putting things together, and something would always happen. Right now, I'm trying to build tracks out of my live set, because my live set is just very, like, it's not actual tracks I've made most of the time, it's just random sounds that I've recorded. So now I'm finding it so much easier to, like, build songs out of my sets. I mean, the sounds are already there, I just have to organize it. So that's been super helpful right now.
Just out of curiosity, when you're organizing things in Ableton and the channels, like for your DJ set, how many, or your live set, how many, say, bass lines would you have sort of sitting there ready to go?
I mean, I'm looking at my set right now. There's probably hundreds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get a sense of. It was like 20 or something, and or if it was a load of them.
Yeah, I've created some like tons and tons of sound banks, like of my own things that I've created. So I have a lot to pull from still. But...
Over your career, are there any countries or specific club or events that you've absolutely loved to play at and hope to play at sometime again in the future?
I love going to Berlin. It's just my favorite place. I have great friends there. The nightlife there is just such a blast. And I have had such an amazing time playing at Club Divisionaire and Hoppetas. They're just like, it's just guaranteed awesome time every time. So those are my two favorite places to play.
Okay, have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong?
Yes. I have. I don't know if I'll give the whole story.
Yeah, no worries.
It's kind of embarrassing, but it basically has to do with being so nervous and drinking too much and doing some pretty stupid things.
Okay, good enough. Thank you. Okay, which do you feel more passionate about, producing or DJing, and why? And which do you find more challenging?
I haven't actually like DJ, like played records or anything for like, it's almost like 8 years now.
Okay.
So I've only been playing my own music. So in terms of performing versus producing, I love playing my sets. For me, there's no greater joy than making people dance. Like sometimes it's just I have tears because I'm so happy because it's just the greatest feeling. So I would say performing my music is the best.
Okay, so if you you can answer this or not, I know you're still making tracks, but I was just curious if you could tell me one or two tracks that you're most proud of producing. And yeah,
I was really, really pleased with my Synosia EP. I was wanting to be on that label for so long. So when it finally happened, I was just like, holy crap, it's happening. And the tracks on that record, I'm really, really proud of. They're exactly like the groove that I tried to put out there. And I think I got it that time.
Can you tell, and you've mentioned earlier on, I think you said Mike Shannon, but can you mention one or two producers whom you really admire and why?
I think I have to get back to you on that
one. No worries. Yeah,
that's a hard one because there's just so many.
Okay, what is your vision for the future of yourself production-wise and also in your live sets?
I'm just going to keep exploring, like, with this new synth. Let's see what happens with that. I don't know. I'm just going to keep sort of refining my sound, whatever that means. I don't even know what my sound is to say. I don't know. Who knows? I really don't know what's going to happen. My sets, I'm really happy with how I perform right now, like with the laptop and controllers, but that could change. Maybe I'll start incorporating actual hardware. I'm not really sure. Really, I don't know.
Is there anything you want to promote right now?
Yeah, I just put out a remix on this New York-based label called Errant. So that just came out. I believe it's on Bandcamp now. So the artist is Alexander Janty, and I did a remix for him. So that's out now. Another remix coming out soon on Cheese, which is a label based in Brussels. That'll be out next week, and that's about it.
This has been Alicia Hush. A selection of her tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Bandcamp, and Juno Download. And a full list of Alicia Hush web links can also be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
I call it transcendence.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We're all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Alicia Hush for agreeing to interview with me. Full track list for the interview, along with an extensive collection of Alicia Hush web links, can be viewed at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. And I encourage you to check those out if you've enjoyed those minimal house and tech sounds. If you like the show and want to check it out again, you can do so in two ways. Visit CITR.ca and take a look at Techno Progressivo's show page for this episode and a collection of past episodes as well. You can also find this information at Apple Podcasts. So what are you waiting for? Up next is going to be Transcendence with Smiley Mike. Check that out for a two-hour blast of all things trance. Before we go, let's do as we always do, though, and set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. For this one, we'll hop back 17 years in time for a track from the Breaksmeister himself. It's Meet Katie. This one features Roland Clark. It's titled The Answer. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.